Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Thank you for joining us. The disaster at Benghazi last 11 September was a major, major failure on the part of our national leadership. The bottom line is that even if the closest asset capable of response was halfway around the world, you don't just sit on your butt and do nothing. The fact is that the closest asset was not halfway around the world, but at Aviano Air Base in Italy, where two squadrons of F-16s are based. So nothing could have been done, huh? Nonsense. As for those hand-wringing naysayers who would worry about the border crossing authority, collateral damage, landing rights, political correctness, and dozens of other reasons not to act, heck with them. Of course, all this would assume a commander-in-chief that was more concerned with saving the lives of those he put in harm's way than getting his crew rested for a campaign fundraising event in Las Vegas the next day, as well as a Secretary of State that actually understood what difference did it make, or a Secretary of Defense whose immediate response was to the effect that one of the military's tenets is that you don't commit assets until you fully understand the tactical situation. Wasn't he watching live feed from the unarmed drone, and he didn't understand the tactical situation?
Absolutely. You know, the worst action is no action. And I remember when I was going through SEAL training, my instructor said, "Miss Courtley, the worst decision is no decision. Make one, make a call, and do it. If it's the wrong one, you can modify on your way." And it's very true.
West Pointer Paula Broadwell has written a book on the good general. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom, Paula.
Thanks for having me here. It's a pleasure to join you.
Well, as a fellow West Pointer, what got you to go to West Point? What in your background drove you there?
Well, I was interested in becoming a diplomat.
At the Navy SEAL Fitness Challenge, back at the Aquatic Center, SEAL Chief Hathorn is about to speak to a group which has just finished their run. Let's listen in.
One of the things, my dad was in the Navy, and when I joined the Navy, he told me something that stuck with me for a long time, and he said, "Don't see the world from the window of a bar."
The skipper of the USS Cole.
I was sitting at my desk doing routine paperwork that morning when at 11:18 there was an absolutely thunderous explosion. You could feel all 505 feet and 8,400 tons of guided missile destroyer quickly and violently thrust up into the right. Lights went out, the ceiling tiles came out, everything on my desk popped up about 1 foot and slam bagged down. Very quickly, I knew we'd been attacked. I went back into my darkened cabin, opened the safe where I kept the keys to the missiles, the torpedoes, and the guns, and I pulled out a 9mm, loaded it, chambered around, decocked it, and grabbed two clips of ammunition, took a deep breath with two things on my mind: defend my ship and defend my crew.
Ambassador John Bolton is one of our nation's most knowledgeable experts on foreign policy. Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom, Mr. Ambassador.
Well, thanks again for having me, and happy 6th anniversary. It's great that you're doing so well.
Thank you, sir. I am quite concerned with the fact that we're continuing to send among our best fighters and our best tanks, because what would the Egyptian military possibly use them for other than controlling their own people or against Israel? Is there a third option?
No, I think that's what it boils down to. If Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood can take effective control over the military.
Frontlines of Freedom's executive producer is Air Force vet Josh Lang.
I'm here with Greg from GE Aviation Systems, known formerly as Smith Industries. And tell us about why you're here at this Veterans Career Fair and what you're looking for.
GE as a corporation is committed to hire 1,000 veterans per year for the next 5 years as part of the Hero to Hiring and Chamber of Commerce activities.
Our theme today is leadership. Joining me now for much of the rest of the show is one of the finest leaders in the Army, maybe the best one they've ever had, retired Lieutenant General Julius Becton.
And I might add that we had some of the finest soldiers and officers available. Proof of the pudding is at least 12 of my officers ended up as 4-star generals. I think that covers about what I did and where I came from.
Yes, sir. By definition, the leader is always training his replacement and helping people go far, aren't they?
You got it.
It's an honor to have you on the show, Dale. Welcome, Captain Dale Dye.
Thank you, Denny. Congratulations on the show. It's needed on our radio airwaves throughout the country, especially now, so I'm glad you're at it. He said, "All right, I'm going to trust you to do this. I'm going to give you my 33 principal actors, and you're going to train them." And so I took them for 3 weeks into the mountains of the Philippines, completely cut off from everything. And so 3 weeks later, when I brought them down out of the hills, they were as much as you could be the people that Oliver and I were when we were 18 and 19. And they had a deep and inherent and practical understanding of who real combat soldiers are, how they act, how they talk, how they walk, what they think. And so we finished that little film called Platoon for about $5 million all in. That's all we had, which is chump change today. And lo and behold, it won 4 Academy Awards, including Best Picture.
Frontlines of Freedom is a two-hour weekly military talk radio show for everyone, hosted by retired Airborne Army Ranger Denny Gillum, a combat hero with 2 Purple Hearts and 7 awards for valor. Simply visit talkmedianetwork.com for all the information you'll need about the show. Sign up and salute the men and women who serve our country by adding Frontlines of Freedom to your station.